All right, Philippians 2, beginning in verse 5 and going to verse 13. These are God's words. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those in the earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The way that we have the right kind of mind or mindset as a Christian is by having in us the mind that is from Christ. Union with Christ forms in us the mind of Christ. Being transformed comes by the renewing of our minds. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's Romans 12:2, because Romans 12:1 says we need to have our minds transformed or renewed in order to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Well, here he says, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to talk about how Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice for us. And so the way we get the right mindset or the right mind with which to live the Christian life is from Christ himself, who was the first to have that mind. Union with Christ forms in us the mind of Christ. Union with Christ also joins us to him in the atonement of his death. He took the form of a bondservant, and being found in appearance as a man, he offered himself up to death, and that on the cross. So union with Christ joins us to Jesus in his death. So his death becomes our death, and his atonement becomes for our sin. We're not just united to him in his death, we're also united to him in the power and purpose of his resurrection life. God highly exalted him. He raised him from the dead. And Jesus didn't just rise from the dead, he ascended into heaven. He didn't just ascend into heaven, he sat on the throne of heaven. And so we're united to him in the power of his resurrection life, and we're united to him in the purpose of his resurrection life, which is to bring him praise. And so the praise of Jesus is the purpose of our life now, as we are united to him, both in his dying for our sins and his rising again from the dead for us to walk in newness of life. And we actually studied that yesterday in the class from Romans chapter 6. Now, union with Christ demands that we obey him. It talks about what, you know, our having this mind which is in Christ Jesus, and talks about what Jesus did with that mindset, giving himself for us. Talks about Jesus being exalted, and since he is exalted, and he is our life, and he sacrificed himself for us. Verse 12 starts with a very important word. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Therefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And we know what that working out our own salvation is, because he says, in the phrase leading up to it, as you have always obeyed, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, part of our salvation, that which we are saved for, is to obey Jesus and to bring him glory as the one by whose life and death and resurrection we are enabled to obey. Our ability to obey Jesus comes from Jesus. The power to obey, the life, the goodness to obey, those don't come from us, those come from Jesus. And so, since we belong to him and we have his life in us, it is necessary that we obey, to bring him the praise that he is due. So God has exalted him, and one of the ways that he receives praise is when we obey by his life in us. So it's very important that we, verse 12, work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But then there's another important word at the beginning of verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do, for his good pleasure. So not only is his praise the purpose of our obedience and our working out our salvation, but his working in us is the power. Union with Christ demands that we be zealous for obedient holiness, but it is also the guarantee, not only of the obedience, but of the zeal to obey. Notice he said, it is God who works in you both to will. So he's the one who makes us want to obey him and to do for his good pleasure. So everything that we are and everything that we do depends upon our being united to Jesus by faith. This is why so much of the focus of our Christian life is on things like reading the Bible, praying, singing, both individually and as a family, daily in the home, and then especially the word, sacrament, and prayer in the public worship on the Lord's days. Because these are means of grace. These are things that Jesus has told us in his word, that he works his life out in us as we do those things. So we don't do them just to exalt him. Of course, we ought to exalt him in those things. But he has chosen to be exalted by the very things through which he gives us his life to be in us. So they're not just acts of devotion, but they are acts of dependence. We are doing this in part right now because we depend upon him, and we need his life to be in us. He doesn't gain anything by our worship, does he? Because he is God. Yet, when he gives himself to us by the worship, he both magnifies himself, displays his glory, and does us good. So let's pray and ask him that he would do us that good. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your Son, our Lord Jesus, to be our life. That his death would be our death, his resurrection would be our power and our newness of life. We pray that you would help us to be devoted to him out of dependence upon him. So work in us both the will and to do according to your good pleasure, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.